Yerushalmi Shvi'ith corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Lamed Hey. We begin at the beginning of Perek HaPegam, and that's in Daf Chof Beis Amed Beis. Mishnah HaPegam V'Ribuzin HaShoitin V'Chalolu Glogois Kuzba Shebaharim V'Kapas Sheben Haroth, you should say V'Galgim Sheben Haroth Shal Efer Peturim Min HaMasois V'Nekochim Mikol Adam Shvi'ith She'ein K'Yotzeboi Nishma. So the Mishnah says, Rue, wild asparagus, purslane, mountain coriander, river parsley, and meadow berries are all exempt from masses and may be bought from anyone on Shvi'ith because people don't usually save them, they're usually unwanted and are hefka. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sefichi Chardal Mutarim, Shlo Nechshedu Aleihem, Ovi Aveira. Rabbi Yehuda says that Sefichim, which are aftergrowths of mustard, are permitted as people aren't suspected of planting them in sin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kar Sefichim, Mutarim, Chutz Mitzfichi Kuv, Shein Kiyotz Bahen, V'Yerokai Sasadeh. Rabbi Shimon says that all Sefichim are permitted except Sefichim of cabbage, since people don't usually grow them. Chacham Noimim, Kar Sefichim, Asurim, Chacham say all Sefichim are prohibited. And the Gemara says that Pigim, V'Ribuzin, V'Chule. Sirugim, V'Chalalogos, Migodol, V'Chochma, V'Shonim, Isachas, L'Chavaya, Amrin, Nesek, V'Neshal, Elain, the Beis Rebbe. The Gemara says, Rue and wild asparagus. Now, Rabbi Chagai said that the following three things were asked to the students of Rebbe, and they didn't know their explanation. Sirugin, Chalaglogos, and who is honored first? One who is great in wisdom or in years. They said, let's go to the house of Rebbe and ask him. Salkun, Mishal, you should say, Amrin, Yeul, Palan, Kadma, Yeul, Palan, Kadmai, V'yatsas, Shifcha, Shal, Beis Rebbe, V'amma, Lehen, Hichnisu, Leshonim. So when they got to his door, one said, Pliny should go in first. And Pliny said, no, Pliny should go in first, as they showed great respect to each other. A maidservant at Rebbe's house came out and said to them, let the older one come in first. And this answered one of their questions. Shoyin alin, katoin, katoin, amma lehen, b'pnei ma, asun, nechnasim, sirugim, sirugim. They began to come inside in small groups rather than everyone at the same time, and she said, why are you coming inside, sirugim, sirugim, which means in fragments? And this answered another of their questions. Chad, Rebbe, havatoon, papachunia, begulsei, Menaflim minei amalei shifcha shabeis rebi nispazu chalugulalecha loisecha. One of them was carrying a vegetable called papachunia in his garment. It fell down and she said to him, your chalaglogois, which is purslane, have scattered. And this answered the last of their questions. Now kapas shibenaharoth, Rav Yosef Rebi Omer, pitrus lilan, velamalai taninan haseya va'ezo va'kunas imahim. The Gemara says, what is river parsley? Rav Yosef Rebi said, it's pitrus lilan. Why weren't Sia, which is savory, Ezov, which is hyssop, and Kunus, which is thyme, taught in the list, as they're also usually hefka? Shlatoima, Ela Nishmoim Bechotze Chayavim, Ve'elu Nishmoim Bechotze Peturim, Ela Eli Ve'elu, Imhoi Nishmoim Bechotze Chayavim. The answer is you shouldn't answer that Sia and those cases are different in that if one would bring them into one's courtyard, they're obligated in Maisa since he's keeping them there, but the Mishnah's examples are exempt even if he did that. And that's not true, as even the Mishnah's examples would be obligated in that case. Ve'elu nishmaim begina chayavim ve'elu nishmaim begina peturim ela'elu elu im nishmaim begina peturim v'lamu leitonina. You should also not answer that if sia and those cases are kept in the vegetable garden, they're obligated, but if pegim and those cases are kept there, they're exempt, because that's not true, as if any of them were to be kept in a vegetable garden, they would be exempt. So why weren't sia and those cases also taught in the Mishnah? Ela'elain hu shleitoima hoyo v'roiv haminim halalu nizoim v'boim na'isa ye'asurim. From Cain, Sarach Meima Mutarim. Rather, it's that you shouldn't say that since most of these species taught in the Mishnah are planted and come through prohibition in truth, we should say that they are prohibited because of each other. Therefore, the Mishnah needs to teach that they are permitted. Mao Shehu Asurim Mishum Svichim. Perhaps they should be prohibited as Svichim. Nishmanim Nadar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Svichei Chardal Mutarim, Shleinechshedu Aleihem, Ovi Aveira, Ve'elu Hoyov, Shleinechshedu Aleihem, Ovi Aveira, Yehu Mutarim. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda says that Svichim of mustard are permitted, since the sinners are not suspected of saving them. If this was the reason that he gave, this is also the reason why the other species at the beginning of the Mishnah are permitted. Ad Gadoin Yalku Zo. The question is, on Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, would Rabbi Yehuda also permit mustard leaves? Efshe Meimer Yalku Mutter Zo L'Kol Shekein. The answer is, couldn't you say that if the seed is permitted, the leaves are certainly permitted? Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Hava Bechikuk. Chamsu megalgrim hadein chardola nafal minei v'uloi nasav le ama man demaisili chardola ana moiri k'Rabbi Yehuda. And we have a proof that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish was in a place called Chikuk. He saw them treating mustard with disrespect as one of them dropped mustard and he didn't pick it up. Rabbi Shimon said, whoever brings mustard to me, I will for him like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that sficha and mustard are permitted. Ami Rabbi Babal Zavdi, Hoi Rabbi Chunya, Demin Chavan, Bebeith Chavan, Ka'adad Abiyuda, Arab Yerchon Medash, Kuavonon, Dahacha, Ukavonon, the Tamon. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavdi said that Rabbi Chunya of Chavan ruled in Chavan like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan entered the Beit Meresh and ruled like Rabbanon of our Mishnah, that all Sichem are prohibited, and like the Rabbanon of Meseches Beitza, where there's a disagreement over there over an egg that was laid on Yom Tov as to whether it's permitted on the following day that occurred on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda prohibited it because the 2 days are considered one long day. Rabbanon permitted as they viewed each day separately, and Rabbi Chunya had also ruled differently to Rabbi Yochanan in that case. Rabbi Abba Bar Zamina b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak min Komei Elain Tarotin Milaya Nachis Rabbi Yochanan Mitziporin Letiveria Ama Ma'asisan Li Hadain Daina Saba Di Ana Shari Hu Ase Ana Ase Hu Shari. Rabbi Abba Bar Zamina, quoting Rabbi Yitzchak, said that based on this, Rabbi Yochanan moved from Tziporin to Tiveria. He said to the people of Tziporin, why did you bring upon me a Dain who was an elder that when I permitted, he prohibited, and that's in Masechet Beitza, when I prohibited, he permitted, which is by Svichim. Ama Rabbi Vava, Asa Uvda, Koimir Rabbi Yefi, Ubay Miavet, Rabbi Yochanan, Kachama Derav, Rabbi Chanina Mispalgin, Sharmine. Rabbi Vava said that a case came before Rabbi Yefi in the discussion of an egg laid, and he wanted to permit it like Rabbi Yochanan, but when he heard that Rav and Rabbi Chanina disagreed, he avoided making the ruling. Dispalgin, Shari Pesila, Shari Madura, Shiawe Shemen, Shachavu, Bashabath Marj Ladlikam, Bayamtev. Where do we find that Rav and Rabbi Chanina disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan? In the case of as follows, may remains of a wick, a bonfire, or of oil that went out on Shabbos be lit on Yom Tov that immediately follows Shabbos? Rav and Chanina, Travayin Amrin Asa, Rav Yochanan, Ama Mutter. Rav and Chanina both prohibited it, and Rav Yochanan permitted it. Amr Rav Yudan, Koimi Rav Yimana, Ma Mafrala Gabi Beitza. Rav Yudan asked Rav Yimana, why are you comparing a wick to an egg? They prohibit a wick because it appears as if he's preparing from Shabbos to Yom Tov, but an egg isn't something prepared by man, and since each day is viewed separately, it's permitted on Yom Tov. Amalei min hanan min danan chaymen durabonon medamela hador amma hi hador hi hador. Rav Mana answered that since we see that the rabbis did compare them, they must be the same.